He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, the Gadget Professor, coming to you live and certainly in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are on show number 259. We're almost at the big 300. Great show for you coming up tonight. We have a very cool gadget. It's called Net Reset, and this is what it looks like. That's the box. And I think you'll find this a very interesting and useful device. I know I use one of these in a Rhode Island office, and we'll talk a little bit about that in about 2 minutes. So let's do a little housekeeping. If you're new to the Gadget Professor, welcome. The easiest way to watch the show is, of course, go on our website, which would be www.thegadgetprofessor.com. If you're on our website, you might want to scroll down halfway on the right-hand side, and you'll see right here it says newsletter. If you click the newsletter on the newsletter button and you put your email address in, what that will do is it will get you the show notes. As soon as the show is posted every Thursday evening, it will be in your in-basket. And basically what the show notes are, it's everything that we talk about hot linked. So that will make things easier for you, and you don't have to write anything down. You'll get all the apps where they're at, and also the gadgets of the day and any coupons or whatever that we have. So definitely get the show notes. Also, I want to tell everybody that you can watch us on YouTube. You can watch us also on iTunes. So if you want to subscribe, just you can go to iTunes, or certainly you can subscribe to the show right off the webpage and watch it right on the browser. So whatever you want, you can watch us. Also, we have a great Facebook page. I think it's kind of interesting. It's Facebook.com/TheGadgetProfessor. Check it out. We'd like you to like us. And you'll find all kinds of crazy things that the Gadget Professor is up to. I was very fortunate and very excited last week. I was able to get a couple tickets to see my favorite rock and roll band, the Rolling Stones. That's right. I'm going to go back and see them again. I'm not going to tell you how many times. If you know me, you know it's more than 10. They've been around for a long time, so 10 times is not that bad. And I've been around for a long time, so everything equalizes out. I also put up our show each week is up on our Facebook, and also I do a lot of photography, so if you want to see some cool shots, I think they're cool shots, or wherever it is that I'm traveling, you might want to check out our Facebook page. And then last but not least, you want to check out our Rebel Mouse page. This is a really cool page. We're on Twitter all the time. If you want to follow us on Twitter, it's at Gadget Professor. But this page takes all our tweets, and it basically will take everything that we tweet about and put a pictorial up. It's like a giant aggregator. So every new device, every new gadget that comes out, within 15 minutes of its release, it's actually on this web page. So if you want to know about something or figure out a gift that no one has because it's not out yet, check out this Rebel Mouse page. Again, the information how to subscribe for free is in our newsletter, and also it's on our webpage. So that's fairly simple to do. And certainly last but not least, if you want to email me, you can do that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That would be thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. So today we have a cool show, and I'm going to be talking to you about this Net Reset. And you're saying, what is Net Reset? Well, basically it's a timer, and it does some very clever things. If you have a system at home and you're getting your internet through a modem and a router, you'll have two separate devices. The modem is what's going to come in from your communications company, whoever that may be, Verizon or Cox or whoever you have. And it will come in through the modem, and then the modem will then connect to the router. If you have ever encountered the situation where you're working on your internet and all of a sudden things slow down to a snail's pace, you can't download anything, you can't upload anything, it doesn't respond when you query a web page. If you're streaming a movie, it breaks and it drives you nuts. So typically what you'll do is you will actually go on, call your web provider, and they'll tell you to reset your modem and your router. So they'll tell you to unplug everything, wait a minute, then plug in your modem, then wait another minute, and then plug in your router. And there's a mechanism, a reason why you do it that way. So first you're going to unplug everything, then you're going to wait for things to clear out, the electrical shocks and everything that are inside the, not shock absorbers, but the static electricity to dissolve, the capacitors to discharge, and then you're going to plug things in again. And there's a certain order that you really want to do that in. First, you'll plug in the modem. Typically, they'll have you wait a minute, and then you'll plug in the router. So the modem has to be on first and get the signal, and then a minute or two later, you can plug the router in, and that will pick up the signal from the modem and route your internet to all the connections in your house and your wireless and so on and so forth. So the reason you have to do that is because many times the modem and or the router will start buffering because it's being used so much and providing fast speed and slow speed and going with the traffic. It kind of buffers and clogs up. And the only way to cure that really is to reset everything, and then everything works nice. So if you were to reset that on a daily basis, that would solve a lot of your problems, because every morning, if that's what you choose, at 5 or 4 o'clock in the morning, whatever time you so desire, you can set this timer, and it will shut off both the modem and the router, and then it will turn them back in the proper sequence. It will turn on the modem first, and then wait a minute or two, and then it will turn on the router. So that's what this device is for. It's very, very simple to operate. What you have here is essentially two outlets, and they're marked. This one happens to be the modem. This one is the router. You want to make sure that you're plugging these into the your apparatus into the proper outlets, because you want, again, that modem to come on first, and then you want the router to come on second. There's also little lights here that indicate to you that the power is present. It's pretty simple on the back. It just plugs into the wall. The timer is a piece of cake to adjust. First thing you do is, when you turn this on, this will light up. Your timer will light up with the time, and essentially all you're going to do is press clock and adjust the time, and then when the time is set for the time of day that it is, a.m. or p.m., then all you're going to do is hit the program button, which is right here. And when you hit that program button, you'll then set the time that you want this device to reset. So let's say it's 4 o'clock in the morning. It will turn off your modem and your router. We'll wait a minute or two, whatever that is, and then it will turn back on your modem first and then your router. Henceforth, you will clear everything out, and it will be nice and fresh. And if you do that on a daily basis, you'll probably cut down a lot on the aggravation and the interruption of the slow speed. It should help. I do have this device. I do use this on a server in Rhode Island, as I said, and I always would have problems with that, and this actually solved the problem, which is amazing. It's hard to believe, but just the fact that that was reset on a daily basis helps a lot. Now, there are other types of devices that are available that are similar to this, but they're automated in the sense that you are able to log into those devices. I have a big server back in the Boston area that I'm able to log in to the electrical outlet, if you will, and trigger it on and off at will, and also program times in, but they're a lot more expensive. Now, speaking of expense, if you were to go on to their website, which is right here, it's netreset.com. Netreset.com has a very great explanation as to how this device works, and there's also a little video here that you can run that will show you exactly what you need to do to get up and running, literally in less than a minute. It's that quick. So it's basically a timer. It comes with a year warranty. They say that you're going to get 24% faster internet speed. Well, it's not faster internet speed, because your speed's always going to be what your speed is, but you're going to have less problems. Henceforth, you'll get an increase in overall productivity using the internet connection that you have. Now, in terms of pricing, these things are always $49. If you were to go to Amazon or Walmart, you're going to find that these consistently sell for $49. I was able to find a cheaper price on Daily Steals, oddly enough, and it's $34.99. Call it $35 with free shipping. That's not a bad price for this device, and this is only good for 3 more days at $35. So if you're smart enough to watch the Gadget Professor Thursday or Friday when it comes out, you'll be able to take advantage of this deal. If not, you'll pay a couple bucks more, $10 more, and it'll actually it's $15 more, but it may be worth it for you. So check this out. As I said, it works real well. It's really well made, and I'm pretty sure that right here there's a battery in this. And so there's battery backup. So if your power fails, you don't have to reset the timer. The battery backup on this will automatically keep your timer going for, I think, 30 days. So it's well made and it's pretty cheap, the $35 to keep your internet operating efficiently. So hopefully you'll enjoy that. Now let's take a look at some apps of the day. And this is a cool new, I wouldn't say it's a new app, but it's a new procedure, if you will. And this is put out, of course, by Google. And what this is it's get Google a Google prompt to sign into your Google account. So what this is it's a two-factor authentication system called 2FA. And this is a great way to secure your Google account. Essentially, what you're going to do is you're going to open this up in the settings, under your security settings, and this article will tell you exactly how to do that. And what's going to happen is you'll set this up, and then when you go to sign into your Google account, you're going to get a text message back on your cell phone, on your smartphone, and it's going to say, do you want to sign in, yes or no? And you can see the security of that. If someone else gets your username and password and goes to sign in, you're going to get, do you want to sign in, yes or no? And clearly you know if you're going to want to be on your Google account or not. If you're not on it, you want to click no for sure, and that locks everybody out. And, of course, if you are on it, then you'll say yes. So it's a great security option for you. I think you should take advantage of it. It's totally free. And this quick article shows you exactly how to set that up. So check that out. I think you'll enjoy that. And, again, today you can't be secure enough. Now, here's our next app, and this is called On Deck. And I really, really like this. This is strictly for the Amazon Fire tablets, if you will. Now, I find that the Amazon tablet is just a great device, and it's very inexpensive to purchase. And I don't think these get enough publicity, if you will, for what they do. You can buy this for $49, and if you wanted to get your child or your kid or your teenager a tablet at a reasonable price and not pay the big bucks for the iPad or an Android tablet, a big one, $49, this will get you a browser. You can watch movies on it. You can shop on it. You can read on it. It does pretty much everything that a big tablet does, and it's only $49. So that's a great deal. No question about it. I think they're undervalued, and if you're a member of Prime, Amazon Prime, you can get this the same day. Occasionally, they run this on sale for, I've seen it as low as $35, and it's just a no-brainer, and I really enjoy this. It's small. It's a good size to carry around with you, and it certainly doesn't break the bank. Now, the app that I'm talking about, and it comes automatically, like you don't have to load this on, but if you have this updated with the correct operating system, with the newest operating system, what you're going to find is this particular app is called On Deck, and what On Deck will do is it will automatically download popular movies and TV shows to your tablet, to this tablet, all right, automatically, so that when you're sitting on a flight or anywhere else without Wi-Fi connectivity, you have content waiting for you to watch. So Amazon Prime members are going to get an assortment of videos, while non-Prime members will see the Amazon originals. And if you find yourself running out of storage and you try to download something, this automatically knows that it's too full. This will download for you, providing you have storage, and it will delete it when you're done with it. So it's a great, great feature to have, and it's built right into the system. The other thing, of course, you can put an SD card into this, and it just slides in here on the side. And that will even give you more space, and you can keep your movies or your music or whatever on the SD card, and you can change those out. So for $49, as I said, this is a no-brainer, and I really think that you will like it. Now, if you go on to the Prime website, here it is for $49. It comes in black, blue, magenta, and tangerine. So you might want to check it out. I think it's a great, great product. Now we'll take a look at another app. Today I have a bunch of apps that are, I don't want to say primarily for business, but they're great for business, and also you can use them if you're not in business. This one I love. It's called Expensify. And what this is, it's a hassle-free reporting app. And you'll put all your receipts in this and your notes to what you paid, when you paid it, the whole bit. And now you have a great reference if you ever get audited or you have to prove that you paid for this or that or go back and look up your records. This has everything in it, one-stop shop. You click it, and boom, it tells you what you paid. It shows you the receipt. It shows you what it's for, and everything is super well documented. So definitely check this out. Even if you're not in business, you never know when the IRS is going to pay a visit to you, and this will help you never really worry about keeping that cigar box full of records. It does it nice and neat, and you get in the habit of using this. You'll really enjoy it, and you'll thank me for it, and you could sign up for this for free. So that's called Expensify. Our next app is an app that there's probably more apps for to-do lists than any other app in the world. But this one is probably one of the best. The bad news is it's going to set you back $4. The good news is it's probably one of the better, I don't want to say the best, but it's probably one of the best to-do lists, task lists, and reminder apps that are out there. There's over 2 million people using this right now. It's called Clear, and this, again, will set you back $5, but it's really worth it. There's not much you'll forget if you're using this app, and it makes things really easy, and I've used it now for about a month, and believe it or not, it's actually kept the Gadget Professor organized. So anything that will keep the Gadget Professor organized has got to be pretty good, for sure. So check that out. Our next app is called Pushover. And Pushover essentially works on all platforms, and that's the beauty of that. It will work on Android, iPhone, iPad, your desktop, Pebble, Android Wear, and Apple Watches too. There's a bunch of applications that come with this, and essentially what it does is it will push over, if you will, any notification that you get regardless of what device you're using. So whether you're using the Android phone during the day and you're back on a tablet at night or you're on your desktop, this will push over any type of notification that you want equally across all platforms. That's very cool and very handy. You also can push over your email. And essentially what that does for you is if you are expecting an email from a particular person, a place, whatever, and you want to know when that email comes in, you can set this up on pushover email, and it will automatically tell you that, hey, this device is ready, or pick up your laundry, whatever the case may be, and it will work regardless of what platform you're on, whether you're home at your desktop or you're at work on your whatever you're using for an operating system and a device. Pushover will keep everything interactive and synced, if you will, equally across the platform. Very, very, very cool device. You can use this for 7 days for free, and then I think it's $5 or $7 for a lifetime membership, if you will. Great deal, and you use this once, you'll never go back without it. It's that good of an app. And now we'll take a look at our last app of the day, and this is pretty cool. It's called Adapt, and Adapt is a device. It's an app that will notify all or some of your contacts about anything that you want. Whether you want to send X amount of people a photograph, you can create a group. If you want to send them a video, if you change your phone number, your email address, this app called Adapt will do this across the entire user contact platform. Very nice app, very easy to use. It also has smart card favorites. And what that is you could set one of these up for each person in your contact list, and it tells you how you communicate with them, whether you're on Snapchat or Facebook or you call them on the phone, and it gives you the option of saying, I only want to talk to this person between such and such and such and such a time. So there's a lot of different variations of this app that you can set it to. You can have group actions. If you're on the iPhone, this will email a group of people, text, send them unlimited photos. That's available on the iPhone only. Or via email to groups privately. So that's a neat feature. And then regardless whether you're on the iOS or the Android, this does not save any history at all, which is kind of nice. So whatever you're doing, there's no way of verifying that. There's no storage. And also, you can send notifications to people, groups of people, everybody in your contact list, one person, whatever it is that you want. So if you're into communicating with groups a lot, this is a very, very handy app. And now what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick peek at an app that we talked about a week or so ago, and it's called PhotoSync. And I talked about that last week or the week before, and I've been using this app now for about a month. And I got to tell you, I love this app. And the reason I like the app is my smartphone, my iPhone, frequently tells me that I'm out of space, and it drives me nuts. So I'm constantly deleting videos and photos that are on my iPhone to make room for more photos and more videos. So I put this PhotoSync on the phone. And what happens now is as soon as I take a photograph, as soon as I get near a Wi-Fi, this automatically uploads it to either SmugMug and or my hard drive that I have specifically set up for photos and videos. It saved me a lot of aggravation. I shoot it. It takes it off the phone for me automatically. It keeps my phone clear. Plus, I have an automatic backup both on SmugMug, which is a cloud service, and also on my hard drive on my computer. So I'm really liking it. The other thing I'll tell you is that I found out that I thought I had deleted all my voice messages on my iPhone, and I actually did. But what happens is they're not really deleted. They just don't see them. So if you go into delete messages, you'll see it's another menu, and you go to the next layer down. I think it stores something like 100 messages, and man, does that suck up storage. So I deleted probably about 100 voicemails and permanently deleted them, and now my phone has plenty of room. But definitely check out that PhotoSync app. It's really handy and well worth the money. It's just so nice to know that everything's always backed up. I'm not clogging my phone up. So that will wrap it up for us today. I hope you enjoyed the show. I will see everybody next Thursday night. So long from the Gadget Professor.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.